kitchen. Only the dim oven light was on. With one hand, he held the phone hard against his ear. The other he instinctively brought up to his stomach, where fear and dread were twisting together. He looked at the glowing numbers on the stove clock. It was almost 2, 5 minutes past the last time he had looked at it. This isn't right, he thought as he waited. They don't do this by phone. They come to your door. They tell you this face to face. Finally, Irving picked up the other end of the line. Detective Bosch? Where is she? What happened? Another moment of excruciating silence went by as Bosch waited. His eyes were closed now. Excuse me? Just tell me, what happened to her? I mean, is she alive? Detective, I'm not sure what it is you're talking about. I'm calling because I need to muster your team as soon as possible. I need you for a special assignment. Bosch opened his eyes. He looked through the kitchen window into the dark canyon below his house. His eyes followed the slope of the hill down toward the freeway, and then up again, to the slash of Hollywood lights he could see through the cut of the Cahuenga Pass. He wondered if each light meant someone awake, and waiting for someone who wasn't going to come. Bosch saw his own reflection in the window. He looked weary. He could make out the deep circles etched beneath his eyes, even in the dark glass. I have an assignment, detective, Irving repeated impatiently. Are you able to work, or are you...
I can work. I was just mixed up there for a moment.
Well, I'm sorry if I woke you, but you should be used to it.
Yes, it's no problem.
Bosch didn't tell him that he hadn't been awakened by the call, that he'd been roaming around in his dark house waiting.
Then get it going, detective. We'll have coffee down here at the scene.
What scene?
We'll talk about it when you get here. I don't want to delay this any further. Call your team. Have them come to Grand Street between 3rd and 4th. The top of Angel's Flight. Do you know where I'm talking about?
Bunker Hill. I don't...
It will be explained when you get here. Seek me out when you are here. If I'm at the bottom, come down to me before you speak with anyone.
What about Lieutenant Billets? She should...
She will be informed about what is happening. We're wasting time. This is not a request. It is a command. Get your people together and get down here. Am I making myself clear to you?
You're clear.
Then I will be expecting you.
Irving hung up without waiting for a reply. Bosch stood with the phone still at his ear for a few moments, wondering what was going on. Angel's Flight was the short inclined railroad that carried people up Bunker Hill in downtown, far outside the boundaries of the Hollywood Division homicide table. If Irving had a body down there at Angel's Flight, the investigation would fall under the jurisdiction of Central Division. If Central detectives couldn't handle it because of the caseload or personnel problems, or if the case was deemed too important or media sensitive for them, then it would be bumped to the Bulls, the Robbery Homicide Division. The fact that a deputy chief of police was involved in the case before dawn on a Saturday suggested the latter possibility. The fact that he was calling Bosch and his team instead of the RHD Bulls was the puzzle. Whatever it was that Irving had working at Angel's Flight didn't make sense. Bosch glanced once more down into the dark canyon, pulled the phone away from his ear, and clicked it off. He wished he had a cigarette, but he had made it this far through the night without one. He wouldn't break now. He turned his back and leaned on the counter. He looked down at the phone in his hand, turned it back on, and hit the speed dial button that would connect him with Kisman Ryder's apartment. He would call Jerry Edgar after he talked to her. Bosch felt a sense of relief come over him that he was reluctant to acknowledge. He might not yet know what awaited him at Angel's Flight, but it would certainly take his thoughts away from Eleanor Wish. Ryder's alert voice answered after 2 rings.
"Kiz, it's Harry," he said. "We've got work."
Chapter 2. Bosch agreed to meet his 2 partners at the Hollywood Division station to pick up cars before they headed downtown to Angel's Flight. On the way down the hill to the station, he had punched in